Das kann ich sagen, nicht mehr so schwach, wenn wir heute im Sechser, weil das soll darf Samach Tess. Sagt der nächste Mishnah, if a guy transported wine for a Yid from one place to another and the Yid was there with him, then if the wine was always in a state of being watched, the wine's mutter. If the guy knew that the Yid was going to be away from the wine for a time long enough for the guy to drill a hole in the cover, patch the hole, and allow for the patch to dry, then the wine would be also. Shimon Galil says it has to be for long enough for the guy to take the cover off, to take it off the barrel, to put on a new cover, and to allow the new cover to dry. The Mishnah continues, if a Yid leaves wine on a wagon or a boat with a guy over there as well, and the Yid left for a short distance, that's what the guy thinks anyway, but then the Yid went to the city to bathe, and he took his time, so the wine is mutter because the guy thinks that he's going to return at any minute. If the guy knew that the Yid was going to be away for a while, long enough for the guy to drill a hole in the cover, patch the hole, and allow the patch to dry, the wine's also, Shimon Galil says, has to be for long enough for the guy to take the cover off the barrel, put on a new cover, and allow the cover to dry. Mishnah continues, if a Yid leaves a guy alone in his store, even if the Yid goes in and out, the wine is mutter. If the guy knew that the Yid is going to be away from the wine for a long time, long enough for the guy to drill a hole in the cover, patch the hole, and allow for the patch to dry, then the wine would be usur. Shimon Galil says it has to be for long enough for the guy to take the cover off the barrel, put on a new cover, and allow for the cover to dry. The Mishnah continues, if a Yid was eating with a guy at the table and the Yid left one bottle of wine on the table and one in the pantry, meaning for use for a different time, and the Yid left the table and stepped away, the wine on the table is also, but the wine in the pantry is mutter. If before leaving the Yid told the guy, pour and drink, then even the wine in the pantry is usur. With regard to other barrels of wine in the Yid's house, any open barrels are usur. Any sealed barrels are only usur if the Yid was away long enough for the guy to take the cover off the barrel, put on a new cover, and allow for the cover to dry. Okay, Zak de Gemara. When the Mishnah refers to the wine as always being in a state of being watched, it means, as taught in the Braisa. The Braisa says if an employer gives his Am Haaretz worker tahor items to carry for him, even if he's far away from them, they remain tahor. If, however, he tells them to travel somewhere with the items, and he says, I'll join you later on in the travel, they become tamei as soon as he disappears from sight. What's the difference between the first and the second case? So Rabbi Yitzchak explains, the first case is where he made his workers go to the mikveh, so that he knows that they're tar, and is therefore not a problem if they touch the tar items. If that's the case of the Mishnah, then why are the items tame in the second case? Where it says the Am Haaretz workers allow other people to touch the items, and the other people may be tame. So Rav explained that a little bit of he says in the first case, they're afraid that their boss will see them do this, and therefore they will not allow other people to touch it. In the second case, they don't have that fear. They think he's not watching, he's not there, and that's why the items are considered to be tame. The Mishnah had given, it gave three cases. The Mishnah says the Mishnah had to give all these three cases, which even though essentially they seem to be the same. The Mishnah explains, because if we would only have the case of the guy transporting the wine, we would say in that case the guy is afraid that he'll get caught by the Yid, but in the case where he left it on the wagon or the boat, he may think that he can simply turn the boat or wagon around and prevent from being caught from seeing what he's doing, and therefore maybe the wine should be also. Therefore, the Mishnah has to teach that in that case the wine is mutter also. If the Mishnah only taught the case of the boat or the wagon, we would think that in that case the guy is still afraid of being caught because he thinks that the Yid may come back using a different route and go up on a wall maybe and see into the boat. However, in the case that the guy was left in the store, since he can simply lock the door and avoid being caught, maybe it should be also. The Mishnah has to teach in that case it's mutter as well. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Baruch Hanan named Rabbi Yechanan said, the machlokes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon is regarding a cover made of plaster. However, where the cover is made of clay, everyone would agree that it has to be the amount of time that the yid would have to be long enough for the amount of time for the guy to take the cover off the barrel, put on a new cover, and allow the cover to dry. In fact, Mara Brisa says that Rav Shimon said to Rabbanon, if the guy patches the cover, it's noticeable from the top, and underneath also it's noticeable. Now, if they're arguing about a clay cover, it makes sense to say that it's noticeable both on top and on the bottom. However, if they're arguing about a plaster lid, a patch would not be noticeable from on top. Emphatic Gemara, Rav Shimon wasn't sure what type of cover the Rabbanon were referring to. Therefore, he said to them, if you're referring to a clay cover, then a patch would be noticeable from on top or underneath. If you're referring to plaster, although it's not noticeable on the top, it's still noticeable from underneath. The Rabbanon would say that since the patch is not noticeable from on top, the guy is not concerned that it's noticeable from underneath, because he doesn't think that the Yid will turn over the cover to see if it was patched. Also, there are times when it's not even noticeable from the bottom either. The Gemara continues, Rava said, the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, because we find an anonymous Mishnah, which is the last part of our Mishnah, that says like him. The end of our Mishnah said, any sealed barrels are also usur if the Yid was away long enough for the guy to take the cover off the barrel, put on a new cover, and allow for the cover to dry. In fact, Gemara Pshita, that this is an anonymous Mishnah that follows Rav Shimon, so what's Rav teaching? We would think that the last part of the Mishnah is just a continuation of the statement of Rav Shimon. Maybe it's not the Stam Mishnah with Beloshon of anonymous. Rav therefore teaches that it's considered to be an anonymous Mishnah. Now that we say that we pass on the Rav Shimon, who says that we're not concerned for the guy making a hole in the barrel, and we also pass on the Eliezer, who says that we're not concerned that a guy would break a seal and forge a new seal, why is it that today we can't leave sealed barrels with goyim? And for the Gemara, it's because the little hole left in the barrel to allow for the passage of air, where when it comes to because of that hole, we're concerned that the goyim may use a straw through that hole to taste the wine. Rava said, if there's a non-Jewish Zayina eating a meal with Yidden, the wine owned by the Yidden on the table are mutter. Although these Yidden can't overpower the Yetzer Hara of Znus, that doesn't mean that they're going to also do an Aveir with Avodah Zarah. However, if there's a Jewish Zayina eating a meal with Goyim, the wine on the table that belongs to her is also. The reason is, since she's cheapened in their eyes, she can't even protest when they take the wine and pour it for Avodah Zarah.